Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse. I didn't see you there. My apologies. I can get quite mesmerized by watching my customers come and go and wondering what stories they have to tell. But it seems as if it's my turn to tell you a story. Last time we spoke, I told you about our young hero's investigation of Clear Vision Trading and their discovery of a frightened young woman hiding inside. Now our heroes had to decide how best to help this young woman and how to deal with the Deep's friend turned nemesis. Poltergeist.
Hello and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle. My pronouns are she, her. And today we are continuing our campaign of Masks, a New Generation, which is designed by Brendan Conway and allows our players to take on the role of young superheroes. But before we go any further, I must introduce our wonderful and talented players. Could you please let me know your name and pronouns and your character's name and pronouns, starting with Lyd.
Hi, I'm Lydia Nicholas, pronouns they, she, and I'm playing Minnie Smithson, who is a human who goes by she, her.
Excellent. And Ahmed.
Hi, I'm Ahmed Al-Jabri, and I'm stoked to be here. I'll be playing Adib bin Yaslam, aka The Turban, pronouns he, him.
Wonderful. And Pip.
Hello there, I'm Pip Gladwin, and I will be playing Joseph Teller, aka Zenith. He, him, for both of us.
Wonderful. And Laurie.
I'm Laurie Ann Davis, and I am playing Bladeweth Morgan, aka Siphon, she, her, for both of us.
Brilliant. Okay, last we left off, you finished your orientation at Targ HQ, and you went to a disused industrial district of the city to investigate mysterious Clear Vision Trading. You found a rundown building, which was empty apart from a scared young woman. You managed to catch her before she could run away with Welsh superpowers and found out that she had spotted a couple of people in the building a couple of days previously. They were a woman in a suit with a lanyard and a young man matching the description of Adib's frenemy, Poltergeist. So now you are standing in front of the building with this young woman, having just heard this revelation. What do you want to do?
Well, just Minnie is sipping. I believe we established, and it's very important that we established, that she has a grey milkshake that was brought.
Yes, by Zenith. Confirm that I've definitely brought you a grey milkshake.
Cool. Yep. Okay, grey milkshake being enjoyed. Just so to help everyone picture the scene.
Yeah, very important.
There's a grey milkshake in
Thank
it.
You.
Yes. Yep. There's the occasional slurp from the background as these important revelations are being unfolded.
Does Adib react in any way to the revelation?
Yes. My first question is, when was this? How long has it been since you saw them?
It was a couple of days ago. I've been trying to find a new place to crash, but not found anywhere good yet.
Well, we've got some spare beds, if you'd like to. I mean, they're a variety of shapes, and it's confusing that you wouldn't have a place to stay. Is that something common in this city? I mean, not planet. Obviously, I know about the planet, but like this bit of the city? So if you want to stay with me and my totally human colleagues, that would be fine.
Wow, that's really generous, Minnie.
Is it? Okay.
You seem nice, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Would you like this milkshake?
No thanks. That's okay. I'll think about it. Thanks.
Okay. Well, do you want the address?
Sure, yeah.
Minnie gives the address, which I totally know and have totally written in the backstory. Like, that's the level of depth that we're operating at, people.
Excellent.
Ahmed, is Adib visibly shaken by this, or do you think he's hiding it?
Yeah, he's obviously distraught. Like, he's looking around, he's anxious, he is unsure what to do, he's visibly looking shaking his head, trying to look glances anywhere and hiding whatever he can find to hide next to.
Adib, are you okay? Do you know these people?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. I have came across one of them a few times.
Oh, you fought one of them?
Yeah, we...
So the lady with the lanyard? That sounds very suspicious.
No, but I'm a bit nervous. It doesn't go well every time we face to face. Like, I barely sabotage whatever they're trying to attempt and just get away. Mm. I can never manage to catch them or stop them entirely. It's always...
Well, if it's a close thing when it's just you, then there's four of us now, so you'll be fine. We're here for you. We're your friends. Human friends!
What's their power? What do they do?
Well, it's not a matter of power. It's about what they do with it. It's one of them is someone I came across a lot in the superhero life I've been doing so far, and they're thieves. They're usually heading stores and shops and stuff like that, and after coming across with them, of course, Adib is lying. He's trying to hide any relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
After coming across them a few times, I would follow them around, and if I see them doing something illegal, I would barge in, sabotage enough that the police and the authorities arrive before I split.
So you've never actually been able to catch them then?
No. They're usually multiple people together. Because, you know, somebody hid in the place, somebody watching out, and...
Kind of like the green cactus pin man.
Yeah, but less minions and subordinates and more like a group of actually people with powers.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this poltergeist, they have their own team?
Kind of. I mean, I've seen him like with different groups from time to time.
What can he do?
What can he do? GM, what can he do?
He has telekinetic power, so he can lift heavy objects with his mind and fling them at people and Ooh. That kind of thing.
Yeah, he threw a car at me with his mind.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I mean, I reckon I could catch a car. But I guess that's not really the point. Okay.
And you would also know that, although, as you said, his lineup of supervillains that he hangs out with changes, a couple of the more consistent ones are a person called Drake, who uses the he-they pronouns, who breathes fire.
Oh, I was really hoping that it was duck-related powers.
also quacks.
Amazing, thank you.
Yeah.
Quack, quack, fire! A
powerful orange bill.
Thank you.
And there's also a woman called Hollow that he hangs out with who can
really
just
sad.
Move through walls.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
That's a cool name. We all say.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool name.
In canon.
I think it's cooler than Siphon.
Minnie says it's slightly behind everyone. Like, yeah, that's a cool name. Oh, why didn't I think of that name? That's cool.
I convey the information I know so far. Mm-hmm. And I show them some burn marks from one of my previous encounters with Drake. Like, I have some pieces of cloth that are burnt and I never fixed it.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's not
it's
on
not you.
You.
Good,
no, good,
not
good.
Me. I've been lucky so far.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, they sound quite dangerous.
So, how do you guys want to tackle this?
I guess we didn't really look around the warehouse, or we could go to... I mean, if Adib, if you know where Poltergeist usually hangs out, we could go check it out, I suppose.
What do we do with her?
Oh, I was going to ask her name and maybe take her for a meal, because you look like that would really help.
Oh, I'm Bluebell.
Hi, Bluebell.
Bluebell Layton.
Oh, what a lovely name.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I wouldn't say no to a burger if you're down.
Let's discuss all of this over a burger. And you can tell us more details.
So we finished investigating the place right now? I think we should be looking further.
Okay. Well, now that Bluebell is on side, maybe she can help us investigate.
Also, Morgan would like to say to Bluebell, because we did a fact that we haven't actually asked her yet, but Bluebell, did I... Like, are you powered? Because your shadow is weird.
Yeah. I get the vibe from you that you're also powered, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty strong.
I guess... Cool. Yeah. I have direct experience of that. Cool. My parents were not super stoked to have a kid whose shadows could, like, move about independently and, like, do stuff for me. They're old-fashioned. They're superstitious. I might as well just come out with it. They kicked me out.
That's awful.
Oh, no!
Well, why didn't you hang around with us for a bit? Do you want to, like... If you know the warehouse, maybe you could help us search it, if that would be okay by you?
Yeah. I guess I haven't, like, looked at everything in detail, but I do know the main bits of it. Yeah, sure.
A montage! A search montage!
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to can roll to assess the situation and see if you can find anything juicy.
Oh no, I've rolled very badly.
Oh, Zenith, come on!
It's a success, but it's like a good one.
Yeah, I rolled a one, so... Woo, mark potential.
Yeah.
Seven total for me.
That's a six total for me, rolled a seven.
Did a deep roll for assess the situation?
Yes, I did, and I failed. I got a six.
All right, so Zenith is the only one who spots anything.
Mm-hmm.
Zenith, you can see... In the corner of the main room, just above where Bluebell has set up a makeshift bed with kind of blankets and whatever she could find, is a security camera that is definitely active, that is swiveling around and focusing very specifically on each of your faces.
Ooh, okay.
That's such a Zenith thing to notice as well. Well done.
I hate security. I hate anyone looking at me.
Don't perceive me.
Yeah, right. Okay, I would love to work out if I can where this security camera is transmitting to. That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
And also probably... do I just instinctively break the security camera? That's already seen us. Yeah, I think on spotting that camera, Zenith is going to... This is just, you said above where Bluebell was like, had tucked herself away in the little like alcovey bit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go up the wall near that. I will kick off something and, like, hanging with one hand from one of the sort of struts on the roof, I'll lower myself down and just unplug it. I don't break it. I just unplug the camera.
Nice.
And then I will point that out to everybody else. Yeah, there's been a camera on us this whole time.
Oh. Lucky we're wearing our masks.
Yeah. Is this security camera wired? I'm guessing it is.
Yeah. I think I would say if you did an Unleash Your Powers roll, you could probably try and work out where the signal's being sent to.
I can give that a go.
I don't know how security cameras work, but in this world, there must be a way.
That's handy, because neither do I. I assume...
Zenith knows, and that's what's important.
And that's all that counts.
Yeah. Unleash your training!
Some form of...
Unleash your training.
Oh boy, I just rolled double sixes.
Ooh,
so that's a... that's just a flat 12. It's an unmodified roll, but it is a 12. Big 12.
Amazing.
Chunky 12.
You can harness all the training in security technology that Aquila has drilled into your brain from a very young age, and you can trace the signal that the security footage is being sent to, and it is a database in a specific location, and when you look at the coordinates of where this particular server is, it is the same address as UTBC headquarters.
Zenith is not surprised by this, I think. Cool. Yeah. I will kind of let go of the thing that I'm hanging off of while I've been doing all of this, and just kind of on the way down as I'm just dropping back to the ground, the little hooked kind of blade end of the Kusari Garm is going to come out. I'm just going to cut the security camera off the wall and then land in front of the others. And this is broadcasting to UTBC.
The news people?
Yeah, or at least that's where the recording's going. But if I had to guess, I'd say somebody's watching it. Or was.
Oh no.
Well, good thing we're having masks.
Yeah.
I kind of look at the kid. I was about to say the kid. We're all kids. I think I'm going to turn to Bluebell, whose face was definitely on that footage. We need to get her somewhere safe.
Well, I don't know if my flat is, like, safe. I mean, it's pretty safe.
The people you live with, are they...
They're humans, you know? Like, they're journalists.
Like, but, like, they're humans like you.
Jobs.
If they're journalists, wouldn't they try to scoop this as a news article and just publish it and tell people?
But, not the same people. We don't really comment on, like, news stories. It's like, human interest. We're very into human interest stories.
Like 10 things.
Yeah, 10 things that humans put in their coffee. It's very interesting.
Oh, so you write like for Super Feed or the Daily Buzz or...
yeah, like one of those, yeah.
Shouldn't we take her to... earlier I didn't really think that we should take her to Taj, but maybe we should if... Should we report what we found?
Probably.
I think maybe they're the most qualified to protect her. Like, you know, like in the movies, witness protection stuff.
Minnie, in the most innocent way, would be like, can we trust Taj?
No. But we know more, I think it might be the safest place for her.
What about your grey flat? That seemed quite safe. I mean, not as much fun as hanging out with my friends.
I guess I kind of turned to Bluebell, having sort of realized that we've all just been standing here talking about her. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, with Targ, it's like a really big organization that kind of makes me uncomfortable. And like, I've heard stuff about them like not treating superiors well, I guess. Like, that may be just rumors. I don't know.
I have to say that the administration and the working conditions and the training procedures that I've encountered so far are not top-notch.
Okay, good to know. If there's a place that's just kind of out of the way that I can stay, that it's unlikely they'll find me, that would be really great.
Minnie will turn to Zenith and say, so do you think that there were more videos and audio captures? Like, when I gave my address... Should we check if there were cameras there as well, or are we cool?
I think the...
Kind of seems like when there's one camera, there might be more, you know?
Sure.
Morgan looks around paranoidly.
I think maybe my place is the safest. Sorry.
I mean, the milkshakes are good, but you won't have as many, like, ice cream soups.
Or new human friends.
Well, I have a random idea. So I know through my family there are different projects, buildings are being constructed, and I would probably know one at least that is on hold and there's nobody there, funding or whatever.
Oh, you can't be on your own.
I mean, I'm used to it at this point. I don't mind, honestly. Like, you folks seem like the professionals in this situation, I guess.
Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If I take you to the place I have in mind, you'll need to stay there.
For how long?
You're not safe. Until we know that you're safe, you'd need to stay. I get if you don't want to do that, so I'm just letting you know.
Okay,
Or you can chill with my buddies.
I mean, honestly, I'm curious as to who these buddies are, but... I think my self-preservation instinct is a little stronger, so I'm gonna take your offer. And she looks at you, Zenith, and then averts her gaze, kind of awkwardly.
Minnie is a little confused, knowing the extraordinary power that her editor has over time, space, light, and matter. But
yeah,
it's not something that she really knows how to communicate. So there we go.
Fair, yeah, absolutely.
There was 100% like a part of Joseph there that's kind of, you know, can't see the face, but with the mask is just kind of looking at Minnie and just like, just say it. Just say all my flatmates are aliens with superpowers. Just say, because I know, I don't know it, but I know. Like, just say it. And we'll consider it as an option. But, like, if you're not going to say it, then no dice. I want you to admit it.
Vinny does not know how to handle this. Slurps milkshake.
All right, so at this point, what is your plan? Do you want to take Bluebell over to the grey box, or do you want to grab a burger?
I think we'll get some burgers to go, and we'll get her where she needs to be.
Excellent, yeah.
Through the aircraft drive-through.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to bring the stealth jet into this rundown industrial area and jet off back to Exoplanet Corp.
I just want to, while they pop to the burger thing, Minnie picks up a lot of flavor packets because, like, that was a thing. Everything was very grey, and humans, it seems, are not so keen on grey. Minnie thinks it's a great flavor, but, like, just the crisps were grey, you know? Like, the Coke was grey.
Yeah, just kind of existentially grey.
Like, lots of cheap sauce packets.
Excellent. So yeah, now with plenty of burgers and fries and flavour packets in tow in your stealth jet, you land on the roof of Exoplanet Corp, and we're going to take a very short break and be right back. And we're back. So now you're all sat on the uncomfortable, impossible grey furniture in the grey box with boxes and boxes of burgers and fries littering the very low table, and Bluebell's just kind of perched on a strange little stool.
When we came in, you guys will have noticed that on the journey there, like, whatever windows or sort of little portholes or whatever might be in the stealth jet were closed. And when we come down into the grey box, the windows, like, that have parts of them have this kind of not quite panoramic but big wide view of the city in my head, just given the amount of money and technology that's available to my mentor. These windows can also double as screens effectively. So the full window display has been, like, shifted to, you know, pick a screensaver basically, like cloudy.
Can it be like the old maze games? Yeah.
Are the wires thing that comes
Yeah,
it could be something
or like
that.
The Encyclopedia Britannica, kind of like you're playing a maze game, yeah. And it's sort of like Doom, but it's not. Asks you trivia questions.
I was thinking more like you know, blank blue skies, little clouds, but like no city. So, yeah. And Zenith does not take his helmet off at any point. It's very clearly saying, you know, here we are with this place, we're going to let you stay, but also you don't know where you are.
Oh no.
Sorry. That's why it's safe. It's safer this way.
Yeah, Bluebell is very much like looking around, incredibly confused. Like, what the hell is this place?
Does she get a lanyard?
What, so she can come and go as she pleases?
Mm-hmm.
I made this super clear. I said if we're bringing her here, she can't leave.
You didn't actually say that.
Yeah, I did.
I think he said it in as clear a way as Zenith could,
okay.
But it was not clear.
Fair.
Yeah.
It can both be true that you were as clear as he could be, and it can also be true that we are.
We did
shocked.
Not get it.
Fair. I don't mean like forever, I just mean until we know that she's safe.
That's, you live here now.
Yeah, you live here now forever. Okay. Get comfy.
Like, Minnie definitely at some point is like, and where's her lanyard?
I'm gonna do a little aside with Minnie. I'm gonna attempt an aside. I'm gonna attempt to interact personally with this human.
There is no like subtle way to do it. You have to like pull her because she's genuinely confused about why you're not just answering helpfully.
So this location and my identity needs to stay secret. It's important.
From who?
Anyone.
Because we know.
You do.
And you met us yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm coming to terms with that, but that's part of the mission.
The mission?
Yeah, we're going to be...
The Targe mission, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, but we came here instead of going back to Targ. So this isn't... The mission isn't the Targ mission. What's the mission to you? Who is setting the mission?
That's not what we're talking about.
There's a slight processing error kind of feel, but like, I'm pretty sure that was what I was talking about. It might not be what you were talking about, but I want to know what you're keeping from us while, like, just getting a bit lost.
You want to have a conversation about keeping things from each other?
Where I come from, people are honest. And I have been honest, right? I have shown you what I can do, and I have told you that I live with journalists, and I even said the address.
I think there's probably another address, maybe a little further away.
Sure.
But I'm not going to pry. That's not my business. I just think if Bluebell is going to be safe, she needs to stay here. She doesn't have to. She can leave. But if she's staying here, she's staying here until we know she's safe. I can't give her a pass to go in and out. She can't know where she is. I can't have her know that this hideout is in this building.
Okay, so you're saying if she leaves, you'll just take her and drop her off somewhere random?
Yeah, if she wants to go, I'll take her wherever she wants to go. I gave her the choice. She could have gone with you. She could have gone, lived in another abandoned building. This place is safe. We're the only people who know where it is.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no one else that... I'm an alien. Okay.
The mask does not react.
Episode 8, people, we got there.
End of the episode, end it there. Boom, big stinger. Yep.
Hey, Morgan, how's your veggie burger?
That's great. Yeah. I like it that maybe in the background as well, Bluebell is like using her shadow to juggle just to like show us what she can do. Like, we're having a lovely time.
Yeah. Look, I don't tell everyone that and I hide it really well. But like, I'm telling you because... For listeners, Pip is doing the like stone face like gestures, like there is no reaction, nothing, just completely flat. Like, but I'm telling you because I think it's good if we'd be honest with each other, right? And something is clearly slightly different about your flat than most humans' flats.
Can I ask a question to Lydia? Are you attempting to shift my labels, Lydia?
Could be, I suppose. Like, I think Minnie is like discombobulated and annoyed at not understanding, mm-hmm. and thinks that you're being mean. So yes, I think potentially could be attempting to, gain influence. Pierce the mask. That's the right one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No. Actually, do it. Yeah. Pierce the mask. You're definitely trying to do that. Literally smash through my mask.
No. He's nice. I like playing a nice character. Oh my gosh, I got double sixes. I'm gonna screenshot that so you can see.
All right.
This is...
I believe you.
The dice tell a story.
The dice do tell a story. You can ask me 3 questions.
Good lord, that's a lot of questions.
I guess from the list.
Okay, but none of these are really helpful. I want to know who your real boss is.
Yeah, feel free to go off the list. Order off menu.
Yeah. Okay, order off menu. How could I get your character to explain who is funding and supporting you?
In game terms, I'm going to say you'd need to lower his superior.
Right.
And maybe up, like, one of the nicer stats, either the mundane... In fact, it's mundane, I think, is the stat that my mental rejects, I believe, right? That's the one that we did. My mundane would need to go up. I think, and in non-game terms, I think it's like he's never had any friends.
Oh, buddy!
and
okay.
at least that he can, you know, remember. So mm-hmm. I think the way you find out his deal is by getting through to him on a personal level, mm-hmm. however it is that you do that. And actually, no, you've got two other questions.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, yeah, it's somehow be his friend, yeah, which is going to be difficult.
I'm going to say, what do you intend to do? But that's very much in the, what are your intentions regarding participating in the Targe team?
Yeah, okay. I think, because I don't know how you'd know exactly, but I think the intuition for Minnie maybe would be that he's following orders.
Mm.
And what he intends to do is whatever his orders are. So I think very much the, like, there's someone behind this guy. Like, he's being run by someone.
And my last question, how can I gain influence over you? But I think that will probably just be friendly.
I think that probably links in.
Yeah.
I guess maybe also, like, demonstrate more control and, you know, the... I guess be a good superhero, I guess, is also part of that. Like,
earn your respect.
Yeah.
This sounds like a good time for you to use the Outsider's team move.
Oh!
When you share a vulnerability or weakness with someone, they tell you what you should do to fit in more.
Right.
And you definitely shared a vulnerability with me. You told me you were an alien.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I like that. I like all of that. So I'm like, okay. Hard stare and slurping the milkshake. It's a new milkshake, which is why it's not empty. I've decided to trust you, Joseph. I don't need to, but I'm going to. And, I mean, if you think that there's any way that I could be better at, like, I mean, I think I've hidden the alien thing really well, but if you think that there's anything else that I could be doing, like, you know, let me know. It's just sometimes quite tricky.
You have a train?
I mean, only in, like, the balance of different matter and antimatter properties. And, you know, obviously there's the whole, like, larval emergence thing, but we don't like to talk about that.
This is fascinating, and it is all being recorded.
Yeah, Grilla is like, what the heck ends in this conversation?
Oh my gosh, you are betraying Minnie's trust so hard. Like, this is
bad.
Awful.
This is real bad, yeah.
This is really, just so you, like,
yeah,
oh.
No, I know, just fully setting up the later on down the line moment where it's like, oh no, I'm really sorry, everyone, I've been recording everything.
Yeah. Oh, no. And Minnie's gonna, like, you know, and I think that since we're in private here, like around the corner and no one can hear, just, you know, if you've got any advice on seeming a bit more human.
Cut to the interior view of Zenith's mask and just the little flashing red light with the word REC next to it as you're saying, we're in
empathy
private.
Empathy required. Empathy required. Yeah. Suggested automated generated responses. Yeah. Just, you know, while we're being vulnerable and trusting. With big, trusting, open eyes. You know, just while we're here and, you know, I've told you, if there's any advice that you've got about seeming more human, because you seem really normal. And that's... I respect that.
I guess I've worked at it, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, sure. I can maybe... give you some tips on maybe, and I sort of gesture to all of Minnie, like toning some of this down.
So we're more grey. I need specific advice for this. Like, I want to be able to mark my potential, so you need to give me some specific advice, and that can be the advice.
Okay, look, there's more we can talk about, but just first thing, humans almost never comment on how they're human.
Right. Okay, cool. That's really good to know.
You'll notice how Morgan, me, Adib, we've never once said, I'm a human. We've never done that.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
So I would say never do that.
Okay, that's...
Obviously, don't go around saying, I'm an alien, because that... You just... People will assume you're human. You appear human.
Really?
So people will assume
that
you're human.
Thank you. Oh,
I think
I'm so proud.
I think that's probably the best piece of advice I can give you right now.
Okay. Cheers. I'm glad we had this chat in private.
Yeah, me too. Aww.
Thank you. Minnie, like, turns around and wanders back to the team. She's like, hi, I'm here.
Turn back and Zenith sort of does a really weird, weak little thumbs up. Good job.
Good job.
You're doing it.
I'm going to tell myself that that was a success in doing the thing, and I'm going to give myself some potential.
I think you should. I think that is a success.
I think that is deserved.
I like to think, Ahmed, if you're on board with this, that maybe we've been practicing. I say practicing, but you've been picking things up, and Morgan has been nothing that we'll break, but batting them away to practice our combo moves of you bringing things towards her and her catching them, or do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
In a playful way.
Is the training facility we know about the training facility, right?
Oh yeah, that's true. Do we?
I don't know if I ever showed them it.
I don't think Zenith gave a tour, but yeah.
I think there's a lot more fun in you guys smashing stuff in this main room.
I mean, we're not going to be disrespectful. We're not going to break.
I realize that, but someone's going to drop.
We're
going to
be throwing the simple furniture that is not pinned to the ground. Somehow. we throw it, and I keep making sure my ribbons are always ready in case it falls.
Or maybe you're if Bluebell wants, consents to this, maybe you're picking Bluebell up and chucking her, and I'm catching her. Yeah!
Sure.
It's idyllic.
Yeah, we're just having lovely, wholesome times.
In the background while this is the serious conversation is going.
Yeah. Bluebell's kind of got a little bit of a half smile going on. Yay! First time that you've seen her, looking a bit more chill.
Good.
And a bit more relaxed.
Success.
Just throwing around furniture.
And I mean, genuinely, this will have come up because Morgan will be like, Adib, I really think that we should work on, we worked really well against the minions when you pull them towards me and I put them to sleep. I think we're onto something there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me try. And I look around and I see the one of the chairs, and I just go to it, pull it, and throw it in the air toward her.
Yeah, Morgan catches it. But we should totally, when we go back to Taj, we should totally practice stuff like
oh,
this.
Oh yeah, with dummy things, so we can have a human person weight.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do that.
And I can get power from plants as well. So, you'd have to rip them up for that. No, don't do that. They die. And I won't be able to take their power.
Does it have to be a plant, or can you use a fruit?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Is it the energy that plants have? Because they store it in their fruits, the sucrose of the sugar.
I mean, it needs to be alive, I think. Is what I've kind of gleaned. So, I mean, if a fruit has been picked, it's not connected and it's not growing, it's not alive, so...
But the seed's still there, so it's technically alive.
That's true.
You want to try and I pull out a date?
Yes!
It's all comes
but
back around.
Is it a fresh one or is it preserved?
Is it one of the ones that from the Pez dispenser?
Oh no, this is a normal one.
Oh, okay.
Adib cannot leave the house without dates because he forgets to eat. So his mother forced him to always carry dates.
Aww. That's really sweet.
I love so the family.
That's nice.
Morgan takes it between her finger and thumb and drains it of the energy so the date shrivels up even more, I guess.
I'm guessing it's a really small amount.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, I guess that might have made a difference, but I don't really... feel.
Oh, maybe you need a bigger fruit like a pineapple or a watermelon.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, we should try that.
Absolutely.
Though I don't think it's going to make that much difference, but I'm up for trying.
I mean, watermelon has a lot of seeds.
But again, it's been picked.
Pot plants! Throw pot plants at her while she fights!
Yeah!
Yeah, while they're, continue throwing stuff back and forth. And Minnie's gone back over to join them. I'll see that and then pick a remote control up from a side table and just hit a button and a section of the wall just slides open and there's a there's a mat. Again, it's all grey, but there's a sort of slightly soft floor and there's a training room. You see racks on the wall with weapons and dummies and gymnastic equipment and that kind of thing. And ooh. I'll just sort of gesture awkwardly towards that door. I mean, we don't have to go back to Taj to train, and we probably should.
This is awesome.
Though I will say Taj does have the superhuman strength resistance stuff. I mean, you're obviously really good, Zenith, but I think I might break your stuff.
That's okay. We'll get more.
Oh, speaking about bringing stuff, you should definitely get plants. Like, not only to spruce up the place, but, you know, Morgan can use it, training and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I can, I can bring you some some cuttings from my, I've got a conservatory. I can bring you some stuff. Do you like ferns? I can bring ferns.
Yes.
Should we also, like, continue investigating what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to stop the
training
bonding,
montage.
But also Poltergeist is out there. The Evil News Corporation is out there. Those are things that are
like,
happening.
Will you follow the story, please?
No. I'm just waiting for the night to come.
We're doing a training montage.
Yeah, but we're not doing a training montage that makes it any quicker. We're spending so much time describing the training montage that it takes longer than the actual training.
Yeah.
Like, this is only like 3 minutes of throwing Bluebell around. It takes a long time to set the scene, folks, you know?
Yeah.
We're artists of words. We must describe.
We are word artists.
Wordsmiths.
Yeah, you can absolutely get into the training room and do as much throwing of things around as you desire. And Bluebell even, like, gets her shadow to do a little dance in the corner. She gets the shadow to grab some, like, two mops and makes it do cheerleading in the background.
Amazing.
Wait, how does it work? Like, is it like a shadow person or shadow tendrils?
It is a shadow person, yet it's the exact same silhouette as Bluebell, but it moves independently from her and can also interact with objects.
Cool.
So cool.
I think the only thing I'll throw in training montage wise is there 100% be a moment where Zenith, like, throws Morgan a quarterstaff, just a wooden, like, practice one, like, from the room itself, and, like, gesture to the one that you got at Taj with the,
yeah,
like,
and I've not used at
things
all
on it. I'm just like, if you're gonna carry that thing around, you should probably know how to use it.
Oh.
And I'll take one myself, and I'll show you some stuff.
Oh, yay! Thank you! Morgan is delighted.
Minnie is definitely going to use her light powers to make Bluebell's shadow really massive.
Yes!
And thus the shadow people very massive.
That's amazing. Nice.
Give them, like, multiple... You know, when you get multiple shadows at once because of multiple light sources, it's going to be cool.
That's awesome.
Amazing. You would be such a great team up.
Yeah, we would. But then, halfway through, Minnie's going to realise that she has a deadline and be like, oh, I forgot to file a story today. Can we, like, pick up investigating tomorrow morning, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah. Runs away.
I have a question for Zenith, like, out of character.
Mm-hmm.
If any communication happens inside the building, like, is because, you know, the data and the towers, they have to go through something to get to outside. So are they all being observed?
So what if you, like, called home?
Yeah.
Are you concerned as to whether my mentor would know?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
In my head, and this is just me being a big jerk, she probably already knows. Because I've seen your face, and your face has been recorded, and they'll be...
But I'm asking about Zenith. Like, would he get, like, this message is going from your room or your place, like, as a surveillance?
I don't think if you were on your phone, I don't think I would automatically get, you know, your messages,
But she, your master, your trainer, your mentor would know.
Maybe.
All right.
She's kind of monitoring a lot of things, so, yeah. I don't know for sure. If you're using the communicator that I gave you, 100%, yes. If you're just using your own phone, maybe not.
No, I'm going to be texting my father, telling him I am Ibaba, and I am staying out tonight. I pick a random friend from my class, and I'm going to staying over just studying.
Okay. Yeah, you get a message back saying... Don't work too hard. Make sure you get some sleep. See you tomorrow.
Immediately, I get the response. I turn to everyone. Well, I gotta go home. I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, well, I mean, what are we gonna do anything tonight?
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, okay. I should probably pop back home and I can bring some ferns back with me tomorrow then. So if we meet up here tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. We'll call everyone in.
Cool. Morgan will go home.
Nice.
Adeep is heading to Poltergeist's hangout places. He's just going to be wearing normal streetwear, covering his face. Like, just anything that is not too obvious. Just to go and blend in, find Poltergeist.
Oh, interesting.
No, Adeep. Take your superhuman friends!
Yeah, don't do it. Do it for the drama.
And I'm adding one more thing. I'm adding the guilty condition because he feels like if he hadn't reached out and stopped Poltergeist at this point, like everything is happening now is just him. It's his responsibility.
Oh no. Mm. Oh wow. So yeah, and on Adeeb forging on his own to try and find Poltergeist, we'll have to end the episode there. So thank you so much for listening. And before we finish up, I would like to ask our wonderful players if they can let us know where we can find them on the internet and if they have anything to plug, starting with Ahmed.
Hi, you can find me everywhere at Mr. Aljabri, mostly on Twitter, where I share Arab tidbits to be used for tabletop RPG characters and world building. You will find me with the avatar with the turban.
Fantastic. And Lydia?
Hi, I am also on Twitter, less these days, but, you know, I'm around at Lyd Nicholas or at Urban Chooks.
Fantastic. And Pip?
Hi, I'm Pip Gladwin. You can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter. And if you want to check out other stuff that I've done, why not head on over to the Realms of Peril and Glory podcast. I do a bunch of stuff with those guys and it's super fun and you should check it out.
Yeah. And Lurie?
Hey, you can find me at LowryTweets on Twitter, and that's all.
Awesome. You can find me at Maddie_Abstract on Twitter and Instagram, where there are links to various things that I do, including Realms of Peril and Glory also. And we hope to see you next time on Chapter and Multiverse. But until then, from all of us here in the Space Between Worlds, goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Lorianne Davis, Tessa Vroom, and Maddie Searle, with music by Nico Vertese. Thank you for listening.
Acast recommends LGBTQ plus creators who are making an impact this month and beyond. Tune in for your new favorite show.
Hello, I'm Danny Pellegrino, and I host the Everything Iconic podcast. If you're into reality TV and pop culture, subscribe to Everything Iconic, where I break down all of your favorite Bravo shows like The Real Housewives and Vanderpump Rules. I interview celebrity guests and take a bunch of detours along the way. Everyone from Cameron Diaz, Rosie O'Donnell, Daniel Levy, Andy Cohen, Katie Couric, and even Queen icon legend Miss Piggy have stopped by, so you'll never want to miss an episode. You could find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino and subscribe to Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino, the show with over 23 million downloads on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.